Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Dr. Love Show. My name is Raphael Love, aka the Doctor, and welcome to episode 51 of the Dr. Love Show. Today's question that I'm going to ask you is, we're on this trend the last few podcasts of identifying options and really clarifying what are some of the things that we can do as individuals to help keep the ball of momentum rolling. And today is going to be no different. However, I'm coming at it from a completely different approach. It's funny that I say that because today's question is, what have you tried differently? The thing is that in life, a lot of times we wind up getting caught up in thinking that our way is the only way of doing something. However, if we look at our results, we wind up seeing that the same kind of things keep happening. You know, for me, when I was a kid, I used to hate Brussels sprouts. I mean, if you're like me, you would see that plate. I mean, not you, but I would see that plate of Brussels sprouts heading to me. Oh my God, I would begin to lose touch with reality to the point where I was already sitting there thinking, pondering, scheming, how could I get rid of the Brussels sprouts? How could I make them fall on the floor so I didn't have to eat them? Could I, like, pawn them off on my brother, slip them on his plate when he goes to the bathroom or something? Because I just could not stand the smell, the sight of those little green balls of vegetable, just, ugh. Yeah, whatever. However, as I got older, I had Brussels sprouts again, and it was a completely different experience. And the reason why is because when my mother used to make them and other people, they would just steam them or boil them and they would leave them in those little baby lettuce heads full of disgusting stuff that, you know, at least that's how I looked at it. I'm going to tell you, Brussels sprouts, whew, bad, bad. However, but when I got older, I've actually had some deep fried Brussels sprout leaves. I know that sounds kind of weird, but have you ever been to a restaurant where they cut the head of lettuce up into quarters and they serve it to you in like a wedge? Well, I went to this restaurant where they actually deep fried the Brussels sprouts. I absolutely loved them. And the thing is that now when it comes to Brussels sprouts made any other way, I'm not as adverse to them as I used to be as a child. A lot of us do the same thing in life, where we have a bad experience. A lot of people have a lot of bad experiences. I'm not saying that what you've gone through in your lifetime is not something that is very important and close to your heart. All I'm saying is that whatever circumstance or situation that might have taken place in the past, you must stop reliving it in the present. And what I mean by that is, for me with the Brussels sprouts, any time that the conversation would turn to Brussels sprouts or anything related to the bulbous green lettuce family, I would automatically become very agitated and just didn't want to deal with it. And the reason why was because I was still living the Brussels sprout experience as a kid. Now, for you, you might have something else that you hold on to. You know, another situation for me was I used to have this girlfriend who, I really did care for her a lot, and I really did believe at some point in time that we were going to be happy together. However, I wound up realizing how young I was thinking that way, and I wound up meeting somebody else, and I wound up doing something stupid. I'm not going into detail, but you know how those things can happen when you're a teenager. The problem is that I didn't learn that lesson very well because it happened again later on in life. And as long as things like that happen in your life and you keep repeating the same thing and getting the same results time in, time again, after a while, you start paying larger and larger prices because you haven't learned that lesson. Now, the thing is that the law of insanity is doing the same thing repeatedly and hoping that something different happens. I will change that up a little bit and say doing the same thing repeatedly is stupid. Because as long as you're learning and growing, let me explain learning for a second. When you have some information that you're given, that's awareness. That means somebody has shown you that there's a different way. Mastery is when you not only take that information, but you make it a part of your life and you do it to the point where you can teach it. Those are completely different things. When you hear somebody, or if you happen to say it, I know that, I would tend to disagree. Unless you're applying it in your life on a daily basis. Let me say that one more time. If you're not doing it, then you're not learning it. So you can't say you know it. With all the things that happen in your life and all those bumps of your head and all the stumbles and trips, after a while of stumbling and tripping, you begin to learn how to dance. Life can be that dance. You can dance alone or dance with a partner. But the lessons that you learn that enable you to fluidly dance gracefully. There are some people who have afflictions that don't allow them to dance effectively at all. I'm not talking about them. But I'm talking about those people who decide that they're going to stay in their lane and do their little dance to whatever their favorite music is to keep themselves motivated to move them towards what they want in life. What is it that you want? What are the lessons that you're still trying to learn because you keep getting the same results? When are you going to try something different? Doesn't mean you have to completely blow everything up, but just for a moment and in one situation, once per day, say, I'm going to approach this differently. A conversation with somebody that you may not really want to have because you feel uncomfortable because the last interaction you had was heated. How about just sending an email so that you're not talking to the person, so you don't have that that problem of conversation? Because believe it or not, you actually get more done in that 30 seconds of the uncomfortable conversation, as I call it, than you would if you're just sitting there bickering back and forth through email or a chat. So how about just doing something like that, approaching Brussels sprouts differently because you had an incident when you were a kid and saying, I'm not going to eat those things anymore because they're just so nasty. I know somebody who used to have that thing about orange juice because they had an incident where they drank the orange juice and they were getting on a plane and they threw up. From then on, they swore off orange juice. It wasn't that the orange juice was bad. It was that you drank the orange juice before you got on a doggone plane. And you were nervous because you got on a plane. You didn't like to fly, but the association was made as the orange juice being the victim. Orange juice is good for you. Especially Simply Orange Juice. No, they're not a sponsor. I just like it a lot. Keep those type of things in mind and keep your momentum going as you face your challenges on a daily basis. Don't turn your life into the problems of orange juice or Brussels sprouts or anything else. Make it what you want it to be. And you, with persistence, will begin to change and transform your life to exactly what you want it to be. That's it for this episode of the Dr. Love Show. I thank each and every one of you for your feedback, your comments, your emails, your voicemails. I'm amazed. I'm actually getting voicemails now and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes. And now at the drloveshow.com. Dr. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The Doctor is out.